Morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're really good here.
Tell us where you are exactly for listeners.
We are on Hutt Road, which is the road into the Pine Gap US military surveillance spy base near Alice Springs, about 20 k's south of Alice Springs. And we've blocked down the road to intervene in Pine Gap's participation in the genocide against Gazans and Palestinians at the hands of the Israeli occupying forces. This is our third blockade, which has shut down the road.
You're right.
And we're back again, and we're going to hold it down for as long as we can.
Right. Could you explain Pine Gap's role for us?
Yeah. So Pine Gap collects surveillance data from a large section of the world. They've got three enormous Orion satellites, and at the moment their tasking priorities are over the Middle East, over the Swana region, over Palestine, and it's a joint Australian-US military spy base. So what happens is they collect the data from those satellites, and those satellites are targeting all Gazans, all Palestinians, not just military or combatants. It's all civilians. They're targeting all civilians. They're getting all of that data. They're collecting it. They're handing it to the US military, who's handing it to the Israeli occupying forces, and they're using that to target journalists, their families, hospitals, schools, families, children, absolutely everyone there, and they're raising the ground. And Australia is an active aggressor in that genocide through this base. And also, of course, we know that we're exporting weapons and you know, sending diplomatic support and all that sort of stuff as well. But for us here who live in this town, this is the intervention that's within our reach. And our demands are to close the base, to end the genocide, land back to the traditional owners of the land that Pine Gap is built on, and we want prosecution for war criminals. And any Australian that is participating in this genocide, and we're asking the Attorney General to enact that that investigation and immediately close down the base.
Now, what do you expect is going to happen to you there at the blockade?
Well, it's very peaceful at the moment, actually. They're sort of used to us now. So what happens is we block down the road.
Right.
They turn all their workers away. There's about workers at this base, 400 US and 400 Australian.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn them away for the day. And they know that they've got to wait for the fireys to come down to cut us out of the barrel here. So we're sitting calmly here. And they'll probably try to arrest a couple of people later for more.
How many are locked down?
Two people are locked on, and then there's two boats full of people as well, either side of the barrel.
Right.
Okay.
Chocolate block.
Well, we wish you all the best, don't we, Pat?
We certainly do.
And
would you like to talk to any of the people on the barrel?
Well,
love to. Yeah.
If they would like to, yes.
Sure. Who would like to go first?
Yeah, speak to both of us. We're both here.
Both
here
listening to you, Beth.
Give us your name. My name's Pat and Joe. We're both listening to you.
Okay. Hi, Pat. Hi, Joe. This is Yul, and I'm locked onto the barrel with...
Jorgen.
Hello.
You don't sound that young to me. You should be a nursing home, shouldn't you? Not doing what you're doing.
Say that again.
I said you don't sound that young to me. You should be, you know, knitting or something, shouldn't you?
Knitting or in a nursing home, he said. Not doing that.
There were people here who were protesting this road in the 80s.
Oh, I remember you, Mum. I was down there in the 80s. Yeah, you can tell. Maybe I recognise the voice. So how long have you been locked on for?
Going on 4 hours now, I think.
Right.
And nobody's come to remove you?
No, we could have just been wandering around all this time.
Right. There are police here. There's Australian Federal Police and local police, and they've asked us to move, but we're not moving.
Right. Did you ask them for a parasol? It'd be hot work in the barrel. It would be.
Well,
it's got to be in the 30s or 40s, hasn't it?
It was 40 yesterday. It was brutal.
Whoa.
And today we've got a lovely little breeze. All of our flags are flying.
Right. What flags have you got flying?
We've got the Aboriginal flag, and we've got some Palestinian flags, and we've got a whole bunch of banners.
Right. And what's on the banners?
It's one that says... Free Palestine, end the genocide, close Pine Gap.
Mm-hmm.
Go got another one that says, close Pine Gap now, resist colonial and imperial violence.
Liberation of Japan.
We've got disarm the war machines, land back. We've got one specifically about Palestinian journalists.
All right. Look,
we've started up a little banner factory on the side.
Oh, yeah. You might as well do something with the time. you've got to be productive out there. You know?
Well, it'd be much more exciting there than being in a nursing home.
Well, I don't know. It depends. It depends whether you fall out of bed or not. But that's a different story.
I don't think he's got a bed out there.
That's where we're going.
He's laying on the desert.
Did you bring a cushion? That's what I want to know.
What?
We got a rug.
You got a rug. All right. Oh, that's good. These are 1980s, you know, toughies. This is what they are. They've had the experience and they're not going to be moved on. Look, I know we've been a little bit flippant, but the important thing is what you're doing is extremely courageous, and what it does, it actually highlights what's happening and how this country is complicit in what's happening in Gaza and the West Bank. So all power to you. And if you want to talk to us next week regarding what happened once you've been...
still there.
Well, they won't be there, but once they've been, you know, unlocked and arrested, give us a call, hey? Keep us informed.
Who knows, we might even be back.
Yeah. And also, if you rang up, we can only help by announcing it on radio, but have you rung up some of the TV stations to see if they'll...
They're not interested.
Yeah, we have, and there might be some interest. We'll see you later. But if people want to follow us and see videos and live updates, they can go to Mbantwa_4, F-O-R.
Shh. Slowly. Start again.
I've got this one.
Yeah.
It's Mbantwa, so Mbantwa_4_Falastine, FALASTIN. On Instagram.
Instagram.
So, yeah, that's a good spot to follow.
All right.
So I'm the slowest of the lot of us, so I knew I could really nail that bit.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Now, is there anything else you wanted to say?
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Agree.
Okay. All the best.
All the best. And I hope you stay cool out there.
And borrow a parasol. I'm a bit worried about you getting sunstroke.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you coming.